Vodafone, get blind pedestrians back on track. Released in April 2007, Wayfinder Access was the first GPS application that was accessible for blind and low vision users on their mobile phone. A breakthrough, an affordable product which made blind persons more independent by informing them of their surroundings and allowing them to walk any route they wanted. Right, so I'm off my bus. I now need to get to work. So I'll go into favourites, my work, so calculate a route. And here we go. Vodafone recently bought Wayfinder Systems and discontinued Wayfinder Access. Most blind users don't have an alternative, so they will lose access to all the freedom GPS navigation can offer them. The few alternatives to Wayfinder Access are at least three times more expensive and often don't run on a mobile phone, requiring the user to carry around and maintain a lot of extra expensive equipment. In many countries, no alternative to Wayfinder is available at all.
And while I'm waiting to cross the road, let's just see what's around me. So I'm looking around me now, literally looking around me.
We've got Chinese,
we've got pubs. Kebabs and all sorts.
As you can hear, discontinuing Wayfinder Access would put thousands of blind pedestrians off track. Please help us make clear to Vodafone that they are heading the wrong way and sign our petition. Please also pass on this audio information to friends, family, colleagues, in fact anyone who you know will support your maintaining access to enhanced mobility and travelling independence. Most importantly, make sure you and they sign the petition to ensure that we get as many signatures as possible. For more information and to read the full petition, please visit www.talknav.com/protest. That's www.talknav.com/protest. Thank you.